What is it, little mouse? More importantly, what time is it? You couldn't fall back to sleep? Did you have a nightmare or something? Oh. A storm. Are you afraid of thunder? I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. I wasn't expecting such a brutally honest answer. I'm not judging, little one, I promise. I just didn't expect you to be afraid of something like a storm. It's going to be okay. It'll all blow over soon enough. It's all right. I don't really do this whole comfort thing. But for you, I can try. What do you need? You can totally come cuddle with me. Yeah, I actually know how to do that. Come into my arms, little one. Let big ol' Rem protect you from the scary noises. That's it, little mouse. Make yourself nice and comfortable in my large arms. Hugging you tightly, pressing you against my chest. Oh, that's it, little mouse. My chest makes for some great pillows, doesn't it? Perfectly soft for you to lay your cute head against. Can you hear my heartbeat like this? That's good. Let that lull you into a sense of safety. The storm can't get you in here. It's outside. It's going to be okay, little mouse. Nothing can get you in here. Was that okay? Did you enjoy forehead kiss? Good. I actually haven't done that with anyone else. Consider yourself special, little mouse. I don't think there's anyone else I would be comfortable enough with to do that to. Something about you just brings out my protective instincts. I want to wrap you in my arms and keep you safe from the world and all the evil out in it. You're a radiant ball of sunshine, and I want to keep it that way for as long as possible. You're the only person who can make me smile despite being woken up from a dead sleep. I don't even have it in me to be angry at you for waking me up. All I can do is just take you in my arms and hold you. Keep you nice and safe from the storm outside. It'll all be over soon. You're going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. The storm just has to pass through. That's all. It might be a longer storm. It might be a shorter storm. But either way, you're safe. You're here with me. I'm not going to let anything happen to you. If the thunder tried to get to you, it would just have to go through me first. And the lightning, well, the lightning doesn't even stand a chance against these muscles. What I'm trying to say is that I'll protect you from whatever comes your way. Whether it's some enemy trying to kill you or a freak storm like this. I've got you, little one. I've got you. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. Going to stay right here, holding you in my arms, cuddling you, doing my duty as the big spoon. Why don't you try to fall back to sleep, little mouse? I know it might be hard right now, but closing your eyes wouldn't hurt, right? You're so good for me. Now take a deep breath with me. You can do that, right? Ready? Breathe in. And breathe out. Just like that. Good job. It's okay, little mouse. Listen to the steady beat of my heart while I pet you. Close your eyes and let the thunderstorm melt away. It's going to go away eventually. My heartbeat, that isn't going anywhere. Even when the storm goes away, I'll still be here, little one. I'm not going anywhere. I'll stay right here until you feel better. I'll hold and pet you until you fall asleep. It's okay. Whatever you need to fall back to sleep, little mouse. And before you even start thinking about it, you aren't being rude, nor are you being a burden for waking me up. Would you consider me one if the roles were reversed? No, I didn't think so. So I don't think you're any of those things either. You've become somewhat important to me, little mouse. If you find comfort in being the little spoon, then that's okay. You don't have to be big and strong. Not with me. You never have to be that with me. I wouldn't ask you to do such a thing. You can just let your guard down and relax. I'll protect you. Nothing is getting to you. Not while I'm around. You can just nuzzle closer to me and melt further into my embrace. Just like that. That feels good, doesn't it? You're so cute, little mouse. You're being really brave, too. I know storms can be scary, but we're going to be okay. It can't get you inside. You're safe and secure with me, little one. I think you already knew that. That's why you felt comfortable enough to wake me up, right? I'm so proud of you for doing that. You asked for help when you needed it. That is one of the most important things you can do. If you tried to handle this alone, you wouldn't be snuggling in my arms, would you? No, you wouldn't. Your adrenaline would still be spiking as you tried to calm yourself down. But it's easier when you have someone to help you, isn't it? That brings a smile to my face. I'm glad you feel this safe with me. It's a privilege to have you be so open and honest, little one. Even if the timing is poor. I'm not sure if you would have asked for help if the sun was still up. You always try to act tough by building up these walls. But you just want someone who thinks you're worth the effort of knocking them down, don't you? It's okay, little mouse. I'm here now. I'll take care of you. I'll protect you. Whatever you need, little one, Rem is here. You're not alone. You don't have to do these things by yourself anymore. You have the help of someone laying right next to you. And that person happens to be a Minotaur. Pretty good help to have on your side, right? Gods. Every time I look at you, it feels like my heart skips a beat. This might not be the moment for it, but you really, really are breathtaking. You might not feel like it. Face squished against my chest as I continue to pet you, scared and burying yourself against me. But I think you're stunning. I don't know why our paths crossed, little mouse, but I'm grateful for it. My destiny was changed the day I met you in that gross tavern. It changed for the better. Now, I have my own little person to take care of when you get scared. Come on, you know it's true. You might hate to admit it right now, but it feels nice to be surrounded by my arms. So large and muscular. It's not difficult to completely encase you, little one. That's one of the perks of being a Minotaur. I'm so much larger than your tiny body. Makes it easy to protect in situations like this. The storm would have a much bigger target than you. It's going to be okay, little one. I promise. You've got nothing to worry about with me here. The storm isn't going to get you. You're safe with me. You've got nothing, nothing to be afraid of. It's just the weather. The storm is going to blow over soon enough, and this will all be a distant memory. One that you're handling very well, might I add. I'm so proud of you, little one. You're being very good for me, my brave little one. That's it. That's right. Don't fight the sleep that's coming. You need to rest for the morning. It's time to get some sleep. It's okay. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going to move even a muscle. I'll stay right here, holding you just like this. Feeling you against me. Our legs dangled together as I hold you nice and tight against my chest. You're not alone, little mouse. I'm going to be right here when you fall asleep. And I'm also going to be right here when you wake up. And when you wake up, the storm is going to be over. You'll look out the window and see the sun. It's going to be like it never even happened. But in order for you to have energy for tomorrow, you need to fall asleep tonight. I know it's hard. I know you're scared, but it's going to be okay. There's nothing to fret over. There's nothing to concern yourself with. It's just a regular storm. Storms happen sometimes, don't they? That's right. Just a normal thunderstorm. It's going to blow over in the next couple of hours and everything will be back to normal. I'm right here, little one. You're safe. You're okay. Everything is going to be okay with me here. Yes, it is. Leaning into my touch for more comfort. Feeling the steady rise and fall of my chest. It's lulling you into a sense of calmness. listening to my voice. That's the only thing that matters. Let the storm fade away, fade into the background. It's not important to you. What is important is you staying in my arms, feeling me against you. You feel safe. You feel taken care of. You're enjoying this moment, and that's good. That's what I want for you. I want you to enjoy yourself. My hands continue to pet you as you continue to drift off. Yeah, that's it. That's good. This is exactly what I wanted for you. You deserve this. Getting some sleep. I'm going to stay right here. You've got nothing to worry about. Absolutely nothing. I'll protect you from everything. You're going to fall asleep, wrapped in my arms, being my adorable little spoon. And you're going to wake up, wrapped in my arms, being my adorable little spoon. Then we're going to get some breakfast together and figure out what we need to do in town. It's going to be a good day tomorrow. But in order to get there, we need to be asleep now. But it seems like you've already beat me to it, huh? Good night, little mouse. Sleep well. I'll see you in the morning. I'm so